The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The old sales approaches just aren't working anymore. It's time for a new way of thinking about your sales game. Welcome to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down with Malcolm Evans, the Sales Accent Guy. Sales can be a tough world where rejection is part of the day-to-day. Your customers are doing the research to save a dollar. Do you still stand out as the best choice? You will soon. Here's your host, Malcolm Evans.
And good day, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Malcolm Evans, and for those following me on the social media, the internet, I am the Sales Accent Guy. Now, today is going to be a little bit of a different show than we've had in the past. I'm going to take the opportunity. I've had a bunch of questions from different people that have said, well, you know, tell us a little bit more about you and what you do and some of the reasoning behind the show. So I thought I'd take this, as this is the last in this current series, to talk about, you know, what's behind it. You know, what's the show about? You know, who am I? Why did I do it? And why should anyone that's listening care about some of these messages? So for the next 60 minutes, we will talk through that. We may get a caller. We may get some emails in. We'll handle that as we go. Now, who am I? Well, my name is Malcolm Evans, and I'm an immigrant, like many people to this country, and I originally came from Wales. Over the years that I've been here, I don't think I've felt any more at home in the world, and I've lived in a few different countries, and I will talk about that. I'm now an American, and I believe that the opportunity that's presented here in this country for anyone that's in business, for anyone that thinks of a career in sales, is unlike anything that you will find in the rest of the world. So, what is the show about? It's all about sales. It's about business. Let's call it the pursuit of happiness. People have asked me, "Well, what is it that that you do? How do you describe it in a few words?" And I say that, well, in my sales training business, and just me as an individual, I empower sales and business people to achieve their dreams and fulfill their life's purpose. And how do I do that? Well, I show them how to relax, how to enjoy what they're doing, build relationships, and then ultimately sell more. Now, that might sound, you know, a little bit grandiose or whatever, but once we boil it down, we're getting down into the very core of sales, which is people to people, and it's relationship based. Now, why did I do this show? Well, at my core, I care about others. I have experience, and I've chosen to do what I enjoy the most for my own personal satisfaction. And along the way, I will help others. I created my own job. I walked away from the corporate world. After many years of working for large Fortune 100 companies and seeing what I was going through and what others were going through, I decided just to re-engineer my working lifestyle. Some family things triggered it, but it had been at the back of my mind for many years. Now, I'm at my happiest when I see others being successful. Now, why should anyone listening care? You know, it's My own individual perspectives are that it's very risky to put your future in the hands of others. Now, it's a choice, and it's a choice that that everyone makes. They go to school, they go to university, they get an education, and they go off and then they work for somebody else. And not everybody wants to do that, but not everybody understands the way that entrepreneurs think, or maybe believe it could be a little bit too risky for them to even step out and try this. Well, if you just imagine or picture the scenario of where you are in your working life, you finish college, you go and get a job, you meet somebody, you get married, start a family, maybe get a promotion, end up paying more taxes, buy a house, get another promotion, start to spend more money, then another child comes along, and then sooner or later, your spouse decides, well, you know, I really can't be going to work. It's costing us too much in childcare. I'm giving up, and I'm going to look after the children. Well, you know, this is the story that many people have gone through, and I went through this myself. So I speak from the voice of experience. I understand what it's like to be working every day, being successful, but also knowing that there's so much riding on me getting up and going to work every day and performing. Now, anyone nowadays that works in a large company understands that we're probably living in very uncertain times, and I bet we all know somebody that has a friend or a relative that has come to them at some time and said, my company's laying me off, what next? Well, what the listener can do is start to prepare and anticipate some of these things if they have a mind, and I call it the plan B or the plan 2B, and everyone should be aware of what could happen and take responsibility. Now, through the next sort of minutes, if you go off to my website, which is salesaccent.com, salesaccent.com, you will find under a tab that says radio page, there's recommended readings. Now, I've laid out to go with the 12, 13 weeks that we've done this show, books that will form a roadmap that's week by week that will take you from getting where you are today. Whether you're thinking of a new career, or you've just been the victim of downsizing, or you just want to just do some self sort of enriching and feel a little bit more secure. These roadmap will take you from the initial stages of understanding and setting a course and direction all the way through the tools that you're going to need to get you into a position where you can either go find that next bigger and better job, if that's what you want to do, or you could start some business on the side, or you could at least have the sense of satisfaction if anything happens to you, that you know a little bit more about the outside world and being prepared for it than you were before you started picking these books up and reading. So as I said, we'll have some recap and some reflection on what I've covered since January. Now, each of the guests that I invited to participate have either helped me or worked with me or influenced me along my own personal journey. And you need to understand that I've stepped out from being an employee and set a course of doing what I believe is going to be most rewarding for me as an individual, going to deliver the best future for my family, and where I can make the most impact to help in others. And it's not easy, but the more we know, the more risk that we can reduce. And once we've reduced more risk, then the fear starts to go away. And this really comes through through knowledge and understanding.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. Ever heard this from your sales team?
The customer has not replied to my email.
Individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. AXENTUATE.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
And a very good day, and thank you for sticking with us. At the end of the show, I will be handing out a couple of little bits of information that I think could be really, really useful for anyone that's listening. It's a little code that I was given, which will take you to a small application you can go download, and it will change the way you think about yourself and how you act. It's almost given me a license to behave the way I do, and I feel awful good for it. My wife has said over the last months that as I've no longer been working for other people, that I tend to have gone back to my old self. I tend to enjoy things a little bit more, and it's not easy, you know, being a small business person, but as long as you have a plan, as long as you have some direction, and you believe in yourself, things will be good. Now, in the first weeks, and if you do go to my website, and I encourage you to do that, go up onto the recommended reading list, and you'll see that as I've laid this out, the books are intended to be the sort of introduction and a roadmap to get you started, and to build one layer upon another to send you through the weeks that will build you into a super business person. And it's not going to be so easy, but you are going to have the grounding that can get you to a position where you are more informed than you were before. Now, the on the week one, we started with a gentleman called Bruce Van Horn. Now, some months before, I was out just, you know, looking at different, you know, books. And for anyone that's been listening, know that I have a couple of hobbies. I brew my own beer, and I run. I've been an athlete and done sports since I was a kid. Played rugby for many years. And in my later life, when I decided getting knocked around wasn't the thing to do, as I started building my family, I started running. So I saw this book, and the book was titled, you know, Life is a Marathon. And it was how you should be, you can go the distance, life is a marathon, let's train for it. Now, in the premise of the book, I found so much analogy between preparing for arduous long-distance running and stepping out into a world of business or in moving into a new career within sales. There were so many parallels that I found that that could work here. Now, first off, it's all about you need to set a plan. Okay, I'm going to go off and I'm going to set my goal. I've never run a marathon before, so how can I know what a realistic goal should be? Well, an easy way to do it is make things measurable. You know the distance you're going to run, and you're going to, first off, the first step you're going to take towards any success is getting out there and doing something. So if you are thinking of running a marathon, it is going to be physically enduring. You're going to need a couple of things. You're going to need some good shoes that are not going to damage you when you run. You're going to need some right attire for the elements. But most importantly, go get checked out by a medical sort of physician, practitioner that is going to be able to give you a bill of health to tell you, yes, this is going to be good for you, or you are going to possibly going to do some damage. And thereafter, everything is pretty much straightforward. So it's going out and then seeing where your benchmark is. Now, a very big part of it is going to be the mental preparation. And as I said, I was a sportsman. I played at quite a reasonable level. Moving into running, it was a little bit different. I'd never run long distances. So I started off walking and then trotting and jogging. And I found that I was building up to, a couple of miles and then 5 miles. And then eventually a friend said, let's go do a half marathon, which is 13 miles. So after doing about 5 or 6 of these, I couldn't understand why at the 10-mile mark, I was blowing up, and I just couldn't complete. And he said, well, come on, the pace is running. We need to extend the distance. We've got some other races coming up. So that is what we did. We started planning for the other races. And a very strange thing happened is that during the half marathon distance, where I'd been hitting the wall, as they call it, at 10 miles and so on, I was blowing through that. And maybe at the 15-mile mark, I was blowing up. I was hitting the wall, but it'd be further than what I'd done in the past. Now, this is a phenomenon I noticed a few times, and it really told me that it was the mental preparation that I needed. Psychologically, I'd done it before, and I'd gone through it, and whenever I ran a half marathon again, it wasn't an issue. Now, when you're going to step out and you're going to do something different, you're going to get people that are going to tell you that, no, you shouldn't be doing that. You will fail. Now, they are not speaking for you. You know what you can do, and you know why you want to do it. So developing an attitude that is resilient, and it's going to be really fundamental and to your self-awareness. Now, I recommend go off and look at a few of these books. Go look at Bruce's book, Life is a Marathon, You Should Train for It. It's all about motivation, distance running, and so on. But I'd also take the time and go and have a look at a couple of other books, like Think and Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People. And we'll come on to a couple of these as we go on. But there's got to be, you need to start building a library up. And if you ask yourself, how many books do I read in a year? And the answer is 0, or I read one by, some thriller writer or whatever, self-enrichment and, you know, looking at new ideas and trying new things, then maybe you should change your perspective. One other good one is The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Now, these are books that you need to pick up. These are books that you need to look at. And these are books that you need to try things and keep going at them. So as you're out running and you run out of breath or your muscles start to ache, slow down, maybe call it a day, come back to it the next day. But come back to it with still the belief that you're going to go through what you started doing and continue on. Now, the next week, we started talking in the affirmative. Okay, everything, I'm starting to build a bit of a mental plan now. Now I want to start thinking a bit like a businessman. Now, what do I have in a business? Well, I have my product, I have my services, but most importantly, I have a customer. Now, Jeffrey Gittimer joined us for that week, and there were two books that we discussed. Now, Jeffrey was a very well-known author, and I personally like his materials because they're generally pocket-sized, they're easy to digest, they are understandable, and you can transfer the message quite easily to others. Now, he wrote a book, Customer Satisfaction is Worthless, Customer Loyalty is Priceless. And what he talks about in there is that to be delivering customer satisfaction nowadays is just not the goal that we want. If you've got customers that are, let's say you do a customer satisfaction survey and you get 95% of your customers are satisfied, well, there's 5% out there that maybe are saying bad things about you when you are not around. And in this day and age, that bad things can be anywhere. They can be out on the internet and so on. So what he said is that you really need to perform very much better than those around you. And what you're aiming for is loyalty. And what loyalty means is people are saying very good things about you when you are not there. So, you know, if we look at it and customers talk, they tell their associates, friends and neighbors about the experience. And bearing in mind, more than 50% of everything in America is sold word of mouth. You know, we've got, if somebody tells you, hey, there's a good movie or there's a good restaurant or buy these multivitamins from me and so on through the direct selling world. Now, you know, here's just a few numbers you may want to think about how somebody would talk about you. And he says in the book that, you know, three people will talk if you do a good job. 10 people will talk if you do a great job. 25 will talk and tell their friends if you do a bad job. Now, 50 people are going to go out and tell everybody if you get into an argument. So there's a disproportionate amount between those that are spreading praise than those that are saying what the bad experience was. Now, along the way, he talks about different principles of customer service success and never, ever forgetting that your customer is your paycheck. And without the paycheck, there's no reason to have you there. So without a customer and no one to buy the product or the service, then you are not necessarily required. Now, the customer satisfaction part being worthless, it's no longer an acceptable standard. So the standard of measurement you want to aim for is loyalty. And ask yourself, you know, on rate yourself of your level of success with your customers. First, you need to understand how satisfied they are with you and then rate them on how loyal they are. And a good way to start there is go off and ask them, why do you buy from me? And You know, why would you tell other people to buy from me? So again, this is a book that I think that everyone needs to pick up, and it is listed in the first of the three books that I recommend. And the third one is by a lady called Melinda Emerson. And this book is entitled Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. And you really need a plan to start building your business, and you need to listen to others that have done it before you. Now, the reason is not to emulate them, but to learn from them and see what worked, what, you know, what could work for you, and try and take heed of some of the pitfalls, and there are many. Okay, so in a little while, we'll talk about some of the things that you need to be aware of as a small business person, and you know some of the literacy that you can get from picking just a couple of these books up. Well, the first thing I'd like to talk about is a good understanding of about your finances. Now, she recommends that you take stock of your financial planning. You should have, you know, zero debt when you're thinking of starting to get into a business. You need a pretty good credit score. She recommends, you know, 700 or higher. And you should have at least 12 months worth of household expenses in your savings account. Now, she recommends that you need cash flow together to handle your business expenses, your financial obligations for your home. So everything is going to be running as smooth as you can in the background, because we all know the happy wife, happy life. So this planning should start well before you think of stepping out into doing something for yourself. Okay, so think well ahead. Get as financially sort of savvy as you can, and 6 months of emergency savings, you know, to cover your household costs. You know, 12 months of monthly budget in order to run your household, and that implies you need a budget. So go do one of those, and then the first year of operating expenses for your business, and be prepared. It's going to be bumpy, and you will run up debts in certain places. Now, when you're doing that, make sure that you're keeping good records and isolate whatever you do from your own personal dealings. It's okay to ask for help, and she recommends in there things she calls the kitchen cabinet. You know, surround yourself with some friends that can help you in different ways. Maybe another entrepreneur you can go ask them, right, what has worked for you? Maybe some friends that are either attorneys or CPAs. It's okay, you know, to ask for assistance from your friends. And a lot of instances, they'll work just for you, buying them dinner or making dinner at home and so on. But when you need to formalize this and step out and start paying for services, don't go cheap. You know, there's an old saying, if you pay peanuts, you'll get monkeys. You want to be sure that what you are getting sort of credible information, assistance, advice, and also down the line, especially on the financial side, that everything you're doing is going to be in order. If you ever get audited, you ever get any dealings with the IRS, you want to make sure that you're on solid ground and you've got people that can help you through that. Okay, so I think that in a couple of minutes we're going to step off and take a break. We're going to be talking in the next little segment now about some of the marketing and branding that needs to be done. And this day and age, it's going to be digital, like everything else is out there. And that can be any medium you think, from mobile to computer to anywhere that customers will go and, or you'll tell them to go and look for you. Hey, the common thing nowadays is, if you want to know anything about me, go Google me.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Ever heard this from your sales team?
The customer has not replied to my email.
Individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. AXENTUATE.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, Malcolm Evans, the sales accent guy. We're going to skip through a whole bunch of stuff in the this next segment, and we're going to be talking about everything from communication to branding, to how we can reach out and reach people with regards to when we want to promote ourselves and we want to promote our business. Now, following on from Melissa, and she spoke in her book about the importance of using things like social media. And she tells a story in a book that when she was, I think, pregnant with one of, or her first child, that there were some reasons that she had to just put her feet up for a while. So she collected some of her ideas and things that were working, but she did say that she almost treated Twitter like a job, okay? And so she built a good following and a good digital footprint there. Now, in the book, talking a lot about, well, I needed to get the word out there. Now, Andy Horner came along and he followed on with that topic, and really, the messages that Andy was putting out, and if you're unaware of Andy, just go check out the Ace of Sales website. Look at the blog, and you will see Andy and some of his thoughts. Very very good communicator. Very good ideas. Very fresh. Now, things from consistency in a digital footprint through LinkedIn. Your website is the first place that anyone goes nowadays, and it should, on the first page, and this is wherever people come to, tell people why they should hang around a little bit longer, and the sort of stuff that would catch their eye. So, you know, pay attention to your colors, pay attention to your fonts. It needs to be looking as professional as possible. And continue the messaging after your website. Now, this is often to Facebook and Twitter, out into your email things. You know, the messaging you're putting out and the appearance and some of the value messaging that you're putting out really need to be consistent. So take a look at that. You know, if, again, as I mentioned, it's okay to go off and buy some services and get good advice on this. We'll talk a little bit later of what my next or further guest came on and was talking about the introduction of video. Now, after the personal branding topic, Sylvie DiGusto, who was the author of The Image of Leadership, she's a very interesting lady that is based in New York City, and she works with CEOs, and she works with celebrities, and she works with people that are trying to make an image for themselves, an impactful image. And she talks about, you know, the first 9 seconds where people are going to make some determinations, and people are going to sort of make some judgment, and whether that, you know, the word prejudice comes from prejudgment. It's what we grow up with, and, you know, it's things that we just can't avoid. We're preconditioned to understand what's safe and what we need to run away from. So we inadvertently make these choices and profiles very quickly. Now, she spoke about the attention to detail of things like your appearance, you know, use of the right colors, making sure that your hair is neatly cut, your clothes that you're wearing suit you. If you are tall, make sure you're wearing the right types of clothes that suit your frame, keep your nails clean, and so on. She even spoke in the book of an instance where somebody that she worked with didn't get the job that they were after because their new boss really just didn't like the way she did not take care of her fingernails. So when Sylvie talks about this, it's always, we mustn't take things for granted. Now, we continued on in that vein the week after, and Andy came back, and we picked up a little bit more of the digital footprint part, and, you know, it was how to stand out, but how to stand out in a good way. Now, the sponsor of the show, you'll hear some adverts, and it's for an application called Accentuate. Now, Over the weeks, maybe I haven't done a good enough job of actually telling people what this is all about. But now many have asked, and I'm going to take this opportunity. Now, simply put, when you use email, you have an opportunity. It should not just be for delivering a little bit of information. Now, Accentuate asks the question, why not use that communication to build an emotional connection instead of just sending out info in a drab text-based way? Now, every communication is an opportunity, or should be viewed as an opportunity, to emotionally engage. You know, now this product isn't, even though it uses images and pictures and photos and templates, it's not email marketing. But this combines elements of, you know, some of the things that you would see in some types of email marketing with, you know, high vivid imagery, and also emails. So if you imagine an email is just for sending a message out, person to person, email marketing is one person in a company blasting this out to thousands of people. Look at something in between that. This is a new paradigm that we've seen being created, and it's called relationship marketing. Now, more sales seem to be lost through polls that we've been taking, through the lack of follow-up than anything else. And that lack of follow-up really comes when people get busy. So what we have now is the opportunity to not only send very visually appealing and engaging emails to people that know us, but we have the opportunity to be able to build sort of campaigns and see when things are opened. Emails have been clicked, links have been opened, files have been downloaded. Now, with a minimal amount of automation, we can continue that continuum beyond a couple of touches in the relationship. Now, so many people, when they hear the word no, they back away. And when you become busy, you just don't bother going to that person because it's too much trouble. Well, maybe what they're saying is, well, no, but not just now at the moment. So take a look at that Accentuate. There are some videos out there. So if you're in sales, if you're in anything from, you know, have your own business, you know, whether it be in direct marketing, you know, you're selling nutritional supplements, air conditioning, anything. If you are dealing with people, this is a way to engage. Now, the next week, Josh Rosenbaum came on, and he's from a company called Video Content Laboratories. And if you look at my YouTube videos, you will see that some are a little bit better than others. And the ones that are better than others is usually when Josh is available to do them for me. Now, Josh has a very extensive experience in the world of video on the web. And he walked away from a successful job in, like myself, put his ideas to work on building something that he truly believes in. Now, Cisco has predicted, you know, in 2013, that 70% of all internet sort of traffic is going to be video over the next 3 years. 70% of people in marketing that were polled say that they're going to increase their spend in this area. And 82% of them said that video had a definite positive impact on their business. Then with YouTube being the second largest search engine with over 2 billion searches each day, it would behoove anyone that's in business and wants to get their message out there that their presence up on YouTube and on their own website is contains video of an appropriate and a high quality. Now, through my local Chamber of Commerce here in Johns Creek, there's a young lady there called Martina Portis, and she only deals with attorneys. And she's seeing that whereas these folks are really good at what they do, maybe they're not always that good at reaching out. Now, she has a website, the Creative Internet Authority. So if you're an attorney, I'd take go take a look up there. Otherwise, just go have a look at some of the stuff that she's put up there. She's, you know, a world authority on the use of YouTube, and wrote a book that is one of the best sellers on how to use that medium. Okay, now going forward, we covered things like networking. Jennifer Gluckow came on and spoke to us about sales in a New York Minute. The need to be good at networking. Now, New York is a reputation for being a little bit hostile. She's proven that people can thrive. It's all about how you approach people, and go off and join a networking association or a chamber of commerce, or if there's a gap in the way that you communicate, go there. You'll learn a lot, and it's a good way to get involved. It's a good way to get noticed, and if there's no opportunity in your vicinity, start something up. On the website, in my recommended reading, you will see a little book there from Jeffrey Gitomer again called the Little Black Book of Connections. I encourage anyone to go pick that up. And again, it's ways to success. You know, you follow the guidelines in that book and it'll improve, you know, leaps and bounds of what you're currently doing. Okay, time for a break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Ever heard this from your sales team?
The customer has not replied to my email.
Individuals, corporations, or national teams in multi-level marketing, stop taking chances in the inbox. Accentuate is an easy-to-use, quick-to-learn, self-marketing game changer built with your sales needs in mind. It'll help you stand out, get noticed, close deals, and more quickly build relationships. Stunning emails and newsletters built and delivered in moments. Track who opened them and then see what links were clicked or which file was downloaded. Say thanks. Send a personalized gift card right from your desk. Don't let your team rely on the same tools from the 90s that your worst competitor uses or some system that an intern built. Accentuate is your new secret weapon in the inbox wars. Stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. Get your emails opened first. Users love it. So do customers. It is quick to set up and no contract is required. See for yourself. Take the 30-day risk-free trial. Visit Accentuate.com. Accentuate your brand and message right to the customer's inbox. AXENTUATE.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down. To reach Malcolm Evans or his guest today, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to malcolm@accentuate.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks for sticking with us, and my name is Malcolm Evans. I'm the Sales Accent Guy, and what we're doing in this show is really having a recap of some of the reasons why you should listen in depth at some of the shows that we've done. Go in and find them on my host page and download them from iTunes. This is a blueprint or a roadmap for anyone that's starting out in sales or wants to keep their saw sharp for whatever reason. So it's all up to us. We need to take care of ourselves. Now, one of the things that was close to my own reasons for starting my business and re-engineering my working lifestyle is that I like the opportunity to be able to give back, and it can be both spiritually and it can be financially rewarding, just because doing the right thing is the right thing, and you gravitate and attract other like-minded people. And when people see what you do and understand you a little bit more, they're more inclined to want to do business with you. So whether it is something like a Run for Life or a Lions Club or Rotary, you know, do it with a purpose. Get involved. Get known. Stephanie Mellish was on, and she was the North Carolina Woman of the Year for 2014 for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. And Beth Meisner was talking to us about the Business Networking International Foundation, where she's delivering sort of micro educational grants all around the world to help, you know, education of children. And, you know, I was so surprised in some of the stuff that she spoke about that, teachers tell her, even in the Carolinas, that, you know, kids are coming to school with inadequate footwear and how that can stop them learning. So, all right. So get involved. You know, it's a good place to network as well. A lot of companies get their teams and management involved, and you try it for yourself. You'll see it works. Now, following on, we spoke with Jeffrey Gittimer the week after all about trust, how to build it, how to repair it once you've had an issue, you know, earn it, grow it, and keep it. And ultimately in sales and business, the holy grail is to be called the trusted advisor. Now, this goes across from sales, business, and life, and he asks all of these things in the book. You know, why should I trust you? You know, do you trust yourself? Do you trust others? And this is something that we have to, meeting new people and doing things is a risk. And even if you look at things in LinkedIn, if somebody asks to connect with somebody else, well, you know, that's a little bit of a risk. You've got to trust in the fact that they're not going to put you into a bad light. So go pick his book up, have a little look at it, pick a couple of pieces out of it, digest it, put it down, pick it up again, and then go ask yourself, do I understand a little bit more about this and some of the things that I'm giving out? So some of my behavior, you know, what do people think about me? And it's very good for reflection. Okay, following on the last week's show, two gentlemen joined me. One I've known for a long time, Al Corcoran, and a new friend, Oren Claff. I'd read Oren's book, and it gave me a different perspective on how, when I, in my sales training business, I teach presentation skills. Oren put a different perspective on it, and he gets very much into the psychology of what's going on in these meetings. If you stood up in front of a room full of people and you've got, you know, powerful customers in there, and he's used to dealing with billionaires, how some of the dominating characters can upset your communication. Well, his book espouses a way of working through that, and it coming back to right to the beginning of the weeks. It's fundamentally you believe in yourself. Now, Al Corcoran wove a nice little piece into this, and he left a very successful career when part of his business was sold off. And he didn't quite maybe agree with that, but what he did agree with was that every day of his working life, he looked forward to going to work and engaging with those customers. So he put his convictions where his heart was, and he followed the business, and he followed the customers, and this has been a very, very strong message to those customers that there are companies around and there are people around that when they say they're going to do something, they will follow through on it. So those two combined, it was really the sincerity and the message that was being delivered is, look, I know I'm good at this. Give me the opportunity and I'll show you that it works and you judge me on the merits. Now, the very final episode, I was going to put it together as sharpening your saw. You know, the need to continue constantly, you know, keeping the current knowledge and edge. So you've got the latest information at your fingertips. You know, customers are changing all the time. The conditions, the elements are changing. Now, one book that I saw, somebody sent it along to me, was called How the World Sees You by a lady called Sally Hogshead. Now, if you just take your phone and you text the number 313131, and then the message is the word accent, A-C-C-E-N-T. Now, Sally has given me a code that will download this personality assessment for you. You're in good hands. More than 500,000 other people have done this, so the algorithm behind it is very well refined. This will give you an insight into how others see you, and this will help you all of the way from the beginning in building confidence, in building trust, believing in yourself, communicating effectively with other people, and it's really pulling all of these elements over the last 12 weeks together in one. One additional book that I was sent by a gentleman called David Long, and it's called Built to Lead. Now, should you choose that you want to not step out on your own, but you want to adapt some of the things that that have gone over this last few weeks and what you'll find in this How the World Sees You assessment, I recommend go pick up David's book, The 7 Management Rewards Principle for Becoming a Top 10% Manager. So David Long, L-O-N-G, this is a book by Next Century Publications. So if stepping out is not for you and the corporate world is still for you, I think this could be a definite boost for you. Well, it's been my pleasure over this, since January to share this hour every week with some of the guests that are brought in. I've certainly benefited from their coaching, their wisdom, their materials. I pick their books up daily. I glean pieces out of it. I try it. I see what works for me. It is working. My confidence is up. My activity is up. And my results are up. It can do the same for you. My name is Malcolm Evans. I am the Sales Accent Guy. You can find me at www.salesaccent.com. More information coming. My blogs. We'll be back in probably a couple of months with another series. And until then, I look forward to seeing you in social media.
Thanks for listening this week. Join us again for another edition of Stand Up, Stand Out, or Stand Down with Malcolm Evans, the Sales Accent Guy. We'll be back next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll see you again next week.